listening to Do This First, a daily personal development podcast that focuses on science-backed, actionable steps towards your best year ever. Hi, I'm Santa, your host. Yesterday, we spoke about standing out in a world of carbon copies. If you're trying your very best not to upset the apple cart, so to speak, then that previous episode is the one for you. For those of you that are more daring, today's podcast episode, Maverick Mindset Strategies for Rising Above the Rest, we'll share some very interesting and unconventional strategies that can stir interest and maybe a little controversy for yourself and your brand. The Mavericks are what the annals of history recall as innovators, disruptors, and sometimes even martyrs, as they dare to follow their own voice, vision, path, and sometimes alienating their families, friends, and colleagues and others in the process. If you feel an overarching passion that fuels your days and gives you the drive or zest that you need to continue on, then some of these strategies will make absolute sense to you. What you'll find is that a combination of safe hacks and maverick-tinged actions will help you position yourself for success. A one-size-fits-all is not the approach here, not at all. With that being said, here are a couple of maverick strategies that can help you and or your company rise above the crowd. First one is be the anti-hero. Yes, it is a Taylor Swift song, but also a strategy that can help you get noticed. When you do this, you have to understand that you're positioning yourself as a rejecter of societal norms. The streaming services were the antagonist in the established cable TV industry. Online shopping were the anti-heroes in the retail business, and Uber served the same purpose in the cab industry. The way to really do this is by being the exact opposite of what a direct competitor is or stands for. You can see what they've done and maybe do the exact same thing in process, but not in approach and not in attitude. A good example is Apple and Meta. They are both successful tech companies, but Meta gives access to some of their code to developers and the general public, as they feel that it can only make them better. Google also has a similar approach to code transparency. Apple's platform centers more around privacy. That is Apple's thing or differentiator. Number two, what's your story? If you're positioning yourself or your brand or services as a maverick, then you must have a backstory. The antagonist or maverick standpoint can stem from a passionate distaste for the prevailing norm. It's important to tap into the nerve or pulse of those that don't agree with your direct competitors. We see this a lot in politics, music, sports, and global conglomerates. The latter, I'm seeing more and more where some consumers have opted to buy local or from small businesses instead of big retail chains. It's important to highlight the benefits of buying from you or aligning with you. Be clear about the reason behind your company or personal mission. If you're trying to provide quality, durable, or even unique products or services that people want, say so. State why you are just like your customers or intended audience and not like that other brand or person. Create an authentic bond that your true customers and supporters will keep coming back to because they trust your brand and believe in what you stand for. Number three, use humor. You must know your audience to do this because it can really backfire. But this podcast episode is about being a maverick, so let's talk about dark humor first. Dark humor often strikes a nerve because it elicits uncomfortable laughter by addressing taboo subjects such as death, tragedy, and social taboos. It challenges societal norms and pushes boundaries, by confronting the darker aspects of human nature in a comedic light. This type of humor requires a certain level of intelligence and understanding to appreciate the irony and wit behind the jokes. The shock value of dark humor also plays a role in its appeal, as it forces people to confront their own sensibilities and perceptions. Overall, dark humor resonates with people because it allows them to explore uncomfortable truths while finding catharsis through laughter. Again, you really have to know your audience to try this maverick move. Maybe start small and see where it goes. The M&M commercial with actor Danny DeVito comes to mind. I first saw it on YouTube. Satire, which uses irony and exaggeration to criticize society or individuals, can also be really funny to use. You can overemphasize in an outrageous way a particular characteristic or modus operandi of your direct competitor or a situation. Satire can also expose the hypocrisies and absurdities of human behavior, institutions, and beliefs. This can be unsettling for some individuals who may feel personally attacked or offended by the content of satirical work. Again, know your audience and be careful. This can also backfire. A couple of brands that used bold and innovative techniques successfully are the Dollar Save Club. The company gained widespread attention with its humorous, irreverent advertising campaigns that mocked traditional razor companies. Dollar Shave Club used a viral video featuring its CEO delivering a comedic pitch for its subscription service, which quickly went viral and helped the company attract millions of customers. They were able to differentiate themselves from the competitors and establish a strong brand identity. Another company that made headlines with its outrageous strategies is Red Bull. The energy drink is known for its extreme sports sponsorship and events such as Red Bull Stratus, where a skydiver jumped from the edge of space. These high-risk and adrenaline-pumping events helped Red Bull connect with its target audience of young adventurous consumers by associating its brand with extreme sports. One of my faves is Airbnb. They disrupted the traditional hospitality industry by launching a controversial marketing campaign in 2015 that featured provocative billboards and ads that encouraged travelers to live like a local by staying in an Airbnb rental. It inspired consumers to consider alternative accommodations when traveling. Airbnb's disruptive approach in marketing has helped the company become a global leader in the sharing economy, and it really did change the way people think about travel accommodations. By pushing boundaries, challenging norms, and taking bold risks, these companies have been able to disrupt their industries and establish themselves as market leaders. While outrageous strategies and tactics may not be appropriate for every company and person, the success of these companies serves as a reminder that pushing boundaries can lead to innovative and impactful business strategies and success. If you like what you're hearing, don't forget to leave a review, follow, and subscribe on my YouTube channel at Do This First. You can also read a full transcript of this podcast episode and every podcast episode on my blog, dothisfirst.life. Till tomorrow. Moving past the rain, moving past the pain, or past the color blue. I see a champion in you.